In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Two people have been seriously injured in a South Haven Township house explosion on Tuesday. South Haven Area Emergency Services says the blast could be heard around 2 miles from the scene, according to a state police trooper who was on I-196 when it occurred shortly before 6 p.m. The one-story ranch-style house in the 70th block of 2nd Avenue was disintegrated in the explosion. Reports are that neighbors rescued the two occupants, a male and a female, who were taken to Bronson South Haven Hospital for immediate treatment. One of them was then flown by helicopter to a South Bend hospital. Subsequent fire was put out by firefighters from Shays, Bangor Community, Columbia Township, and Ganges Township Fire Departments. The cause remains under investigation, and Shays has requested an investigation by the Michigan State Fire Marshal. The South Haven Beach Safety Committee has decided against recommending the city hire lifeguards for its beaches this year. The ad hoc committee was established to study the idea and conducted meetings over the past 6 months. South Haven City Manager Kate Hosier tells us the committee this month decided not to recommend lifeguards or a second line of buoys to the city council.
Of the recommendations that were voted on with a majority vote were increased beach signage or alert system to signal when the flags are being changed, possibly a pier barrier was voted in, and there is currently a monitoring program, beach safety monitoring program, that the city has with South Haven Area Emergency Services, and that monitoring program has been going on for the better part of 10 years.
And that program could be expanded under the Beach Safety Committee's recommendations. Hosier says the city hasn't had lifeguards for about 20 years. The committee decided against adding them because she says members felt a lifeguard program would be too expensive. Some members believe such a program would be placed before the voters. The committee will meet again on June 10th to make its recommendations final and then go to the city council. The city of St. Joseph has gotten state approval for its new social district. City Manager John Hodgson tells us the Michigan Liquor Control Commission signed off on the plan on Friday. This means businesses that want to take part in the district can now apply. The city commission has to signal its support for each one.
The city commission set a special meeting on Thursday to consider applications that may come in by that time, because our next regular city commission meeting would be June 14th. So these businesses would lose 3 weeks waiting for our next regular meeting if we waited for that. So we have a meeting set later this week to consider those resolutions so that the businesses can then make their applications to the state.
The social district will enable people to buy alcoholic drinks from participating businesses and then carry them around in designated areas. The goal is to help restaurants and stores that have been harmed by the pandemic. Hodgson says it could be 3 weeks or so before the drinks are flowing. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.